If you're feeling like you need a bit of a laugh, look no further. I'm really excited for this. Getting some more comedy in the region. Mel Buttle and friends live in Mackay. Going to be at Haunt Mackay December 8th, 7 p.m. Now, I don't know if she's been warned what she's about to walk into when she comes to Mackay, but she joins us right now, so we can do that at least now. Are you prepared for North Queensland?
Well, this is what I've been wondering. What's your weather like? And I hate to turn into my dad here and ask about the weather, but it's just been raining nonstop in Brisbane.
Well, it's been raining a bit nonstop here lately.
Oh,
as
we flooded
well.
About a week ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I might just take my thongs back out of my suitcase then.
Just pack a boot because a requirement of coming to North Queensland is a shoey.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for telling me. Normally I drink alcohol out of cups or glasses, but
we smashed all of those here in North Queensland years ago. So, mate, obviously you're doing a North Queensland tour. What made you decide that was a good idea?
Because I wanted to go somewhere tropical and warm and nice, and I hope that's what I will be getting when I get off the plane.
No, we're so looking forward to you coming up, Mel. Now, obviously, you have been touring around and filming things. What can we expect from your comedy with your friends that are coming along?
Right. First of all, these are not my friends from high school. These are other comedians. So, don't worry. It's not just me and my mates chatting. They're going to be really great. A mix of local and, some comedians that are flying up. The show is, biographical. It's me just talking about my life, my problems, which may not sound that interesting, but I think the audience and I might have the same problems. Like, if you've got a mum, a dog, if you're trying to buy a house, I think you could relate to my show at the moment.
Excellent. Now, Mel, I have a little something prepared for you.
I want to preface this by saying this is not my idea.
No, Sam has taken no responsibility for this. It's called Will Buttle Muddle It. Essentially, I'm just going to give you some tongue twisters. I want to see if you can get through them because you used to be a teacher, so I imagine you'd be quite articulate.
Used to be. These days I watch Dr. Phil and eat cheesels, but I'll see what I can do.
Now that's relatable. All right, well, let's start off with the first one. We'll go nice and easy. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Kaylee couldn't even do it.
Shush.
Okay. I can't even start it. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Oh, excellent.
There we go. Not bad.
That was very slow. No, that was pretty slow. I've got to interject, Mel. I'm sorry.
I thought that's just my speaking pace.
I think the trick of these is saying them fast. I hate to get involved in something I didn't want to be involved in.
Sam didn't want to be a part of this, Mel, so this is between you and I. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I love that you're willing to risk putting this one to air. Okay. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
There you go. Yeah, sweet.
Now, last one.
I'm happy for that. Thank you, Mel.
Now, your last one is one I can't even say properly, so I'm going to go slow, but you need to try and say it as fast as you can, okay?
Okay.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
I don't know. I've posted cooking shows, and I'm not sure of the answer to that. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? That's just a series of words I've just said back to you there. I don't even know.
You actually did really well, and I thought this was going to be worse.
Thank you.
I mean, it's almost like someone who talks on stage should be able to string a sentence together. I barely didn't realise that.
Look, I've had three coffees, so I'm kind of, you're getting me at the absolute apex of my day. So,
Well, look, excited to see that and more. I'm sure you'll bust out tons of tongue twisters on stage at Haunt. That's
sure.
What, you know, we've really prepped people for what to expect. Mel Buttle and friends at Haunt Mackay, December 8th. Can't wait for it. Mel, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Mel.
Cheers. Thank you.